From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A crowd of protesters in the Saudi Arabian village of Al-Amwaya chanting down with the Saud and death to the Saud after today's beheading of cleric Nim al-Nimr. Protests are now taking place in several other countries, including Iraq, India, and the United Kingdom, after Saudi Arabia carried out its largest mass execution in more than three decades, beheading 47 people, including the prominent Shiite cleric. Edward Uranian reports Forum Cairo for VOA.
The Saudi news channel Al-Akhbariya read the names of the 47 men executed, most of whom were alleged Sunni militants. The inclusion of a top Shiite religious figure, Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, provoked a regional and international backlash. Saudi Interior Ministry spokesman Mansour bin Turki insisted that the executions were justified and that they were carried out in accordance with accepted practices. He says that 43 of the executed men had blood on their hands and that they were executed in the presence of witnesses, including a doctor. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Israeli police carried out a large-scale manhunt today for the gunman who opened fire outside a Tel Aviv bar on Friday, killing two and wounding at least seven others. The motive for Friday's attack remains unclear. Relatives of the gunman have identified him as an Israeli Arab. An Israeli police spokesman told the French news agency there's a strong possibility this was a terrorist attack. Militants launched a deadly attack on an Indian airbase near the Pakistan border on Saturday, triggering a 15-hour battle. Indian forces were backed by tanks and helicopters in regaining control of the compound. This is VOA News.